Joining us here in the Cafe Concerto, one of our favorite SEMO patrons, the trumpeter extraordinaire, Dr. Brooke DeArmon. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here, and it's also very exciting because we're visiting today about an annual concert. I think, what is this, your eighth year?
Third year.
Why am I thinking? Okay. Third year of the Big Muddy Brass Quintet and Organ Concert, Saturday at 7 p.m. at Old St. Vincent Church. What am I thinking about your rehearsal?
Maybe, possibly. Yes.
Okay, all right. The concert will feature traditional holiday favorites for brass and organ, including O Come All Ye Faithful, Lo How I Rose, What Child Is This, The First Noel, Deck the Halls, and more. I've attended the last two of these, so let me just say it's a remarkable experience. It's a beautiful setting. You're familiar with Old St. Vincent's if you're in or around Cape Girardeau. It's one of our beautiful downtown landmarks, beautiful old Gothic type church. And on the inside, lots of tile, a beautiful acoustic chamber for brass and organ. We will enjoy this free concert coming up on Saturday. I'm going to reinforce that. Now, the concert starts at 7, but I've already encouraged people to think about getting there early.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, seating is limited.
Yes.
And we want to find a place to park. There's plenty of parking, but you want to make your way there fairly early, I would say. There's not a bad seat, however, because the instruments will be up in the balcony with the organ for the most part.
For the most part, you know, and say that on the bigger, I wouldn't say a complaint, but more people, you know, last 2 years, we really wish we could see you, you know. So this year we are bringing about 7 of the pieces down front. So that's a change for us. We have still some that we're going to have to play up in the balcony closer to the organ. So Matt Polish, our organist extraordinaire, can see us all and communicate a little better with us. But we're excited to get it, you know, back down in front so people can actually watch as well. And so
you've named Matt. You know, we name names at the cafe.
Yes.
So Matt Polish on the organ. You're playing trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other four members of the brass quintet?
Right. So then our other trumpet players, Dr. Deborah Caldwell, who is the trumpet professor here at SEMO, a great friend of mine as well. And then Nicole Golden, who is our horn player. She's a marvelous French horn player.
We're so happy she stuck around, aren't we?
Yes. And I have the joy. She's actually one of my colleagues in my office now and get to see her every day, but wonderful, wonderful horn player. And then this guy named Ken DeArmon. I don't know him. No, my husband, Ken DeArmon, plays trombone. He's just absolutely phenomenal on that trombone. And then we're bringing it. And then Charles Kelly. He is our tuba extraordinaire. He's played in symphonies basically all over the world, it seems. But he's an IT guy here for Drury Hotels. And, you know, so But yeah, we've been playing together as a group for a while now, and it's just so fun to get to do this. So.
Well, and you're so so thoughtful, so generous with your time. It's a free concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know it's such a busy time of year for you as a trumpet player. You know, off the air, we were talking about holiday performances. I think you said you had 3 gigs over the weekend, maybe.
Yes.
And I'm sure more coming up because I would guess now that between a holiday, between Christmas and maybe around 4th of July patriotic stuff, that Christmas might be the busiest time for you.
Definitely, for sure. But it's a good thing for me. I absolutely love Christmas music and love playing for the various churches, you know. And, you know, I'll play a contemporary service at night somewhere, and then, but you know, your traditional service that same morning, you know, it's fun. I get to do it all.
Well, that's tribute to your versatility. Well, that sound you hear are our listeners hurrying to their phones to either cancel plans or make plans to be there Saturday night at 7 at Old St. Vincent's for the Big Muddy Brass Quintet and Organ Concert. You know, Brooke, as I'm listening to that, as beautiful as that was, I'm thinking about hearing it in Old St. Vincent.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And I think we've played that arrangement every year now. I think we just all love it so much. How can you not play it? So,
well, yeah. It's given me chills, mm-hmm. and really something we'll look forward to. I have a list of some of the things you'll play. O Come All Ye Faithful, What Child Is This, The First Noel, Deck the Hall, and your favorite,
Lo, How a Rose.
Yeah, now I would like just a little bit of explanation why yeah. it's your favorite.
Well, for one thing, in a previous life, I was a vocalist before I was a trumpet player, and Lo, How a Rose was always my favorite piece that we sang at my church's Christmas cantata or at our high school choral, or even here with John Egbert, sang the German version with him. So it's always been my favorite one to sing. And our kind of, I would say, librarian is Ken, our trombonist, Ed. And I was telling him, I was like, hey, I really want to find a good arrangement of Lo, How a Rose, you know. And he was scouring YouTube videos and things like this and came across a brass quintet playing this arrangement of one, and he says, I have found your arrangement, and he played it for me, and it's the most, probably my new favorite brass piece I've ever heard. And but we couldn't find, you know, the music anywhere. And but luckily the arranger for the piece was the tuba player for that quintet, and he was able to find like this guy's email, and I emailed the guy, and within 15 minutes the guy emails me back. He's like, I would love for you to play my music.
People are very generous way when you contact them and say, hey, we heard this, we mm-hmm. love it.
Yep, and all he sent me the parts, and he said, the only thing I would love in return is for you to get a video of you all playing it and send it to me, you know. But I tell you what, it took me, we've been practicing now since about mid-October, and just about 2 weeks ago, I got to the point where I didn't cry every time we played it. There are a few pieces that get me that way, you know.
I think Christmas music, we have holiday favorites. It's a tradition. You think about family, mm-hmm. about, you know, oh, that was my grandmother's favorite Christmas carol, or, you know, just that sort of sentimental feeling kind of wells up in you. Now, we're going to hear one more piece before you go. If you're just joining me, I'm visiting with Dr. Brooke DeArmond, one of our favorite Cafe Concerto patrons. She's here at Southeast Missouri State University in so many capacities. She's a stalwart in our office for international students and a trumpet player, really a virtuoso trumpet player. And this is a chance to get to hear her along with other great players here in our community. This is Saturday night at 7 at Old St. Vincent's Church. We're going to hear a canzona. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So Gabrielli, we love antiphonal music in the brass world, and this was actually written for two brass choirs. But Matt Polish is going to play one choir on organ, and we're going to play down front as the other brass choir. But this will be fun.
In addition to your quintet and Matt Polish on organ, you've got some friends from the university,
yeah.
I understand, going to join
yeah,
you.
Yeah, one of our final pieces, we're doing this big arrangement that was arranged for the King's Brass of Joy to the World, and King's Brass is actually a septet. So we were playing it, and we're like, well, we can kind of make this work for quintet, but it's missing something. So we needed another trumpet player and another trombonist, so we're bringing in a SEMO trumpet student, Sam Helly, who's actually a former student of mine, so it's kind of special to get to play with him. And then a trombone student from here at SEMO, Cole Van, and they're doing an excellent job covering those parts with us, and I just love any chance we can give these college students that experience, because I was in their shoes once, and these opportunities that open doors for me.
Yeah, know? And just a chance to be there and hear the repertoire.
Absolutely.
That, sit in on rehearsal, what you can learn from that. The performance now is Saturday, December 20th at 7 at Old St. Vincent's. But,
and as much as we want people to come to the actual performance, you know, we've had many people tell us over the years that this is the don't miss performance of the Christmas season, and they will not miss it. But unfortunately, people have things going on the weekend before Christmas. And so we do want to share what we've been working on with as many people who want to hear it. So we are opening our final dress rehearsal, which will be this Thursday at 7 at Old St. Vincent's. Would love for people who cannot make it on Saturday to come to that. That will be a little more informal, and like I said, it is kind of a rehearsal, so expect that. But those people who just absolutely cannot make it Saturday, we do want to. It is at 7 o'clock on Thursday.
Same time, same place.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you so much, Dr. Brooke DeArmond, for being here this morning to visit us at the Cafe Concerto. For more information about this performance, if you need to, you can contact Matt Polish, actually.
Yes.
I've got a telephone number for him, 335-8111. But I think the thing to do, we have information about it also on krcu.org. Just click on events. I'm Mary Mims. You're listening to KRCU Public Radio.